Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
To the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Heidi, and I am, of course, joined by the wonderful Sarah.
Hello.
Sarah, did you ever, when you were like a kid, have nightmares often?
I don't know about often, but I definitely had nightmares. Still do sometimes.
Yeah, I still do too, but I seem to remember being a kid and it being, at least maybe it's because I was younger, so they just affected me more, but I feel like they happened more often.
Oh, interesting.
Which is, I don't know. I mean, probably also just scarier when you're a kid, you know? You don't really know what's going on. Yeah.
I think now, I mean, I do have nightmares, but I think now I have more anxiety dreams. Like, you know, as you get older, maybe they turn into anxiety dreams more than nightmares.
You just forget to pay your bills.
Or I'm naked somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I used to get nightmares a lot, and I still get them, but I don't get them as much. But they're still terrifying when they come.
Right.
And so when I was going through my news feed, I saw an article about nightmare disorder, which I had never heard of.
Oh, I didn't know it was a disorder.
I didn't think so either. And I was like, well, I have nightmares occasionally. Does that mean I have nightmare disorder? Well, the answer to that is no.
Okay, that's good.
And also, I feel like I've heard of other sleep-related things, you know, like trying to catch up on your sleep or ways to help you fall asleep or stay asleep or, you know, other dream-related things.
Mm-hmm.
But I had never heard about nightmare disorder, which sounds terrifying, so I'm kind of surprised I haven't heard of it. So I feel like the news just wants to scare me.
Aww.
But then I just started reading about it, and it's really interesting. And it is a real disorder.
Okay.
And I bring up children having nightmares because it is more common for kids to have nightmares. And while adults still do have nightmares, not nearly as frequently. And if you have them pretty frequently and often, you could potentially have nightmare disorder.
Huh.
So I was interested to read about this. It's like, you know, scientific, so it's not very scary. But then when I really sit back and think about having nightmare disorder, I just get terrified.
Oh, okay. Now I'm scared to ask. I mean, I want to know, but yeah. I'm scared to ask.
Well, I just wouldn't. I don't feel like I could sleep if I just had nightmares all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I want to talk to you all about nightmare disorder. I want to start by saying what a nightmare is. I'm pretty sure we've all had nightmares before. But in case you want to know the definition.
I do.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you're here. A nightmare is a disturbing dream associated with negative feelings such as anxiety or any sort of fear that can often awaken you. And nightmares are common in children, but they happen at any age. And generally, occasional nightmares are very normal. It's nothing to really worry about. And with children, too, just occasional nightmares, it's not strange. Apparently, nightmares may begin in children between 3 and 6 years old and tend to decrease after the age of 10.
Hmm.
During the teen and young adult years, girls appear to have nightmares more often than boys do.
Rude.
Yeah, I didn't know that. They should take some. I don't want them.
Yeah. Here, take some of my nightmares.
Yeah, yeah. And some people have them as adults or throughout their lives. I also didn't know that children starting at age 3 have nightmares.
You know, I didn't know that until, my siblings started having children, friends started having children, and they would talk about their kids having nightmares. And I thought, wow, I didn't realize it happened that young. And at 3, it's amazing. I wonder, you know, how they even really verbalize, except that they're obviously terrified when they wake up.
Yeah, well, I guess for me, actually, I kind of thought the opposite because I would have thought that babies would have nightmares. I don't know why, but I guess babies wake up for like other reasons. So, yeah. I mean, I think also part of it is like babies probably don't sleep the night all the way through, mm-hmm. you know, so that could be part of it.
Maybe.
But I don't know. I found that interesting. And yeah, 3 is pretty young, I guess, when I think about it. So in case you have normal nightmares, it's fine. I'm not saying you have this disorder. I'm just, people do have this disorder, which is weird.
Okay, so what let's talk about this disorder. How do you know if you have it?
Well, it's relatively rare, but it's when nightmares happen, and they happen often, and they can cause distress or disrupt sleep, and it also can cause problems with daytime functioning or create fear of going to sleep. Mm. It's also called dream anxiety disorder or parasomnia by doctors. So dream anxiety disorder makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess, I mean, that is, you know, it's an anxiety. But then also, I guess with children, sometimes they can be afraid to go to bed because they're afraid they're going to have a nightmare. But that mm-hmm. would, you know, that would not be fun as an adult because we all need sleep. And, you know, there might not be someone to, like, you know, you might not have a parent who wants to talk you out of your fear of sleeping.
Yeah.
Also, you're more likely to have a nightmare in the second half of your night. So nightmares may occur also several times a night, which I'm sure some of us have had when you, like, have a nightmare. You kind of wake up and then you go back to sleep and go back into the nightmare,
mm-hmm.
which is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But you can have that situation where you wake up and then fall back asleep into your nightmare. Or I guess you can just wake up from a nightmare, go to sleep, and then just have a different nightmare.
Ugh.
Which I guess if you have nightmare disorder would be pretty possible.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
I know, it really does.
And very, very unrestful.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like I would just, like, be constantly, like, night sweating, you know? Mm-hmm. Just, like, tossing and turning.
Yeah.
Ugh. And when I was looking this up, a lot of the web pages that talked about it, they're, like, cover photos for the whole article. It's just, like, really scary pictures.
Oh, you know, whenever I see, yeah, there's one that's terrifying of, like, a little girl with this giant demon-y black thing.
Oh.
I've seen that for several, like, sleep dream-related articles. Yeah. Yeah,
just the terrible stock images.
Yeah.
Well, when you look it up online, the Wikipedia images are like a creepy hand going around a corner.
Oh.
And I'm like, I don't need this to induce nightmares.
Right.
I just want to learn about the disorder. I don't want to have the nightmares.
About the disorder.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I don't want to be afraid, have a nightmare about having the disorder. Yeah, that'd be terrible. Okay, so also, episodes, like nightmare episodes, are generally brief, but they can cause you to waken up, and then returning to sleep can be difficult. I'm mm-hmm. sure some of that's related to being afraid of having the nightmare again and just your body's probably not calm.
Right.
Also, nightmares are only considered a disorder if you experience the following. So the first one being frequent nightmares. So we mm-hmm. all experience occasional nightmares, you know, but these are frequent nightmares. Major distress or impairment during the day, such as anxiety or persistent fear or bedtime anxiety about having another nightmare.
No.
Which, oh gosh. I also wonder if the distress during the day is related to, like, anxiety of going to sleep at night and having a nightmare. Or if it's just, like, I don't know, just other anxiety.
Or if it's just, yeah, somehow residual. Or if it's compounded by lack of sleep. Or, I mean, it could be, I don't know, a lot of different things, I would think.
I could see that, yeah. Yeah, the lack of sleep. Also, I'm sure there's another thing related to lack of sleep. Problems with concentration or memory. Mm-hmm. Or you can't stop thinking about images from your dreams.
Ugh.
Oh, God, yeah. That sounds really terrible. Also, daytime sleepiness, fatigue, or low energy.
Sure.
Yeah, I get that all the time, and I don't have nightmare disorder. problems functioning at work or school or in social situations. And also behavior problems related to bedtime or fear of the dark. And I'm sure that's probably more with children, but
sure.
I would probably be a little cranky if I had to think about going to bed and then having another nightmare.
Yeah.
I also wonder if that means you just have more often, like, the same nightmare. You know, like how some people, like, have recurring nightmares?
Yeah.
I wonder if that's a thing. But, oh, gosh. Like the constant nightmare that you're just out in public without, like, pants or something.
Right.
That'd be terrible.
But, yeah, when I think about, I mean, yeah, that's disturbing, but when I think about nightmares, I think more of just, like, horrifying things, like being chased and you can't run or, you know, those types of things.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I guess when I think about the really scary ones, I do think about stuff like that, not just, like, oh, I embarrassed myself in front of a class or
right.
something. Also, adults who have nightmares on a regular basis, they are a minority in the American population, so that's good. So I guess I'm saying this, you probably don't have nightmare disorder, but you could. And probably, I don't know anyone who has it, but it's possible. Also, about half of the people who do have it are thought to suffer from psychiatric disorders that could cause the nightmares.
Hmm.
So it's often related to other disorders that you might already have, which I guess makes sense. You know, like you're probably already experiencing other mental anxiety, and then you're just, I guess it's just coming out in your sleep, mm-hmm. which is awful because then, you know, you're already dealing with other situations like during the day and other problems, and then it just comes out at night. In your sleep, when yeah. you're just trying to relax and recuperate. I
mean, usually your dreams kind of help you process things. This doesn't seem this doesn't seem helpful at all.
No, I feel like that's not giving your brain the rest that you need.
Exactly.
Especially if you're dealing with other situations going on in your life.
Yeah.
But yeah, I could definitely see those disorders increasing your existing anxiety and then that sort of flowing into your sleep. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll be right back and keep talking about nightmare disorder.
Still on the search of that one true love? On the limbo in this crazy world of dating, marriage, relationships? Well, listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Relationship Podcast, your one-stop podcast for everything about relationships.
Welcome back to the Health and Wellness Podcast. We are continuing to talk about nightmare disorders, or nightmare disorder. There's really only one.
Thankfully.
Yeah, no, gosh. That would be terrible if there are just like multiple versions of nightmare disorder. Like one of them is one type of nightmare and the other one is a different type of nightmare.
You have clown nightmare disorder and you have, I mean, there might be, but.
I don't know. I guess you could have reoccurring clown nightmares if you had nightmare disorder.
Yeah.
Which, that's terrifying. Okay. So before the break, I talked about how often people who suffer from nightmare disorder suffer from other psychiatric disorders as well, and that could cause some of the nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
Also, nightmares, along with, they could be triggered by psychiatric disorders, also by major psychological traumas,
mm-hmm.
Often for those who have experienced, like, post-traumatic stress disorder or who have a different mental disorder. The nightmares are often attributed to stress. And again, as you can imagine, you have other disorders. I'm sure that's just a stressful way to live.
Mm-hmm.
And that really can tumble into a nightmare disorder and to nightmares and disrupting your sleep and disrupting your rest or what you would hope would be restful.
Right.
So I can imagine also if you have anxiety about a disorder, you might have a nightmare related to that disorder potentially.
I would imagine so, yes.
Yeah. Also, nightmares that occur on an irregular and occasional basis are usually attributed to, like, life stressors, like, and often anxiety, you know? So that kind of comes into play when you have nightmare disorder. It's the same type of thing. It's just that it happens more often.
Mm-hmm.
Also, this was interesting. Researchers think that artistic or creative people are at greater risk for nightmares. And so are people who are generally sensitive,
mm-hmm.
since these people in these categories are considered to have well-developed imaginations and are very sensitive to environmental and social factors.
Yikes. Getting punished for having a good imagination.
I know. That is also connected to schizophrenia, I believe.
Mm.
Like having a more artistic brain is connected to that. Which
interesting.
I guess kind of is also just more creative, so your brain just, I don't know, it's easier to create more terrifying things in your mind.
Yikes.
Also, nightmares are more common when family members have a history of nightmares or other sleep parasomnia, such as talking during sleep, which I guess if you have a family member who might have something like this, or I could imagine if you might have something else related to sleep, you have a greater chance of having nightmare disorder. And I don't have nightmare disorder, thankfully, but when I was a kid, I did talk in my sleep and walk in my sleep a lot,
mm-hmm.
which was very strange and kind of terrifying in its own way, but not really so much for me because I never woke up.
Right.
So all the other people who just like were awakened or approached by sleepwalking Heidi, I'm sure it was very frightening. Because I would talk. I would, like, talk to people.
Yeah.
In my sleep. And apparently I did it at camp one time when I was a kid.
Oh, dear.
And I just terrified a whole cabin of girls.
Well, sure.
Just, like, my eyes were open when I was doing it. So I guess it was, like, a zombie. And then, like, I don't know. My dad has, like, weird stories. Like, he'd be awake and I would just walk up to him and start talking gibberish. And he'd be like, okay, let's just go back to bed. Okay. Because obviously I'm not, you know, awake in my right state of mind. And as soon as he was like, how about we just go back to bed? I would just go back to bed. You know, like, I would just walk myself to bed. But apparently, one time I tried to get out of my bedroom. The door was closed and I was sleepwalking, but I couldn't find the door.
Oh, no. Did you just keep running into a wall?
Yeah, that's my dad said I just kept walking into the wall, being like, they moved the door.
That's awful.
And he's like, no, Heidi, just go back to sleep.
I used to talk in my sleep, but never walk in my sleep. And I'm sure my sister, who I had to share a room with, was totally annoyed by that.
Yeah, I would talk in my sleep,
too. Although she did wake up one night with me tugging on her arm. Our beds were pushed together at that point because I was scared of the dark. Aww. And I was tugging on her arm and I kept saying, I have to put this broom in the broom closet. And she was like, it's my arm. Leave me alone. My long-suffering sister.
Oh. That's pretty funny. Sleep things are weird. Yeah. They're very strange.
They are.
I feel like nightmare disorder is probably not as funny, but it's, yeah, very strange. Also, along with nightmares being a side effect of other life stressors, other anxiety, or potentially related to disorders, nightmares can also be a side effect of some medications or of drug abuse,
mm-hmm.
Including potentially drugs that are given, like for high blood pressure. Apparently, levodopa, which is a drug, and other drugs that are given to treat Parkinson's disease. Also, other stimulants or like cocaine and some antidepressants.
Wow.
Which I feel like, again, this disorder kind of already sucks, but then it's just compounded on other things that are already difficult in your life.
Yes, exactly.
It's really sucky. It can also be brought on by withdrawal from alcohol or withdrawal from other medications. And also just like general substance abuse can cause nightmares, and that can be related to nightmare disorder. So I'm sure just when your body's just going through a lot anyway, you're just having this type of situation go on and just make it worse.
Wow.
Which I feel like if you're having nightmare disorder, you would want to take drugs or something to help with the disorder, which then could make your disorder worse.
Yeah, I know. The side effects sometimes are crazy. You know, you always hear all the things they list for side effects, and I'm like,
Oh, yeah, like really quickly at the end.
Right, and sometimes I think, wait, okay, what's the balance here? Do I rather want the disease or do I want the side effects?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I guess in some situations, maybe if your family has a history of sleep-related things, maybe the side effects might not be worth it.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, I want to say what nightmare disorder can cause. I've mentioned it before, but just to make it clear, nightmare disorder can cause excessive daytime sleepiness, which can lead to difficulties at school or work, problems with everyday tasks, also such as like driving and concentrating, which is not good. There can also be problems with mood, such as depression or anxiety, potentially brought on by dreams that then can continue to bother you. So I feel like you can have nightmare disorder, which can make you kind of depressed or anxious because you're thinking about the nightmares, and then that probably contributes to the nightmares.
That's just a lovely catch-22, it sounds like.
The whole disorder really does sound like a nightmare. Also, you might have resistance to going to bed or to sleep or just like fear that you'll have another bad dream. Again, I can't imagine. Also, potentially suicidal thoughts or suicide attempts.
Oh, dear.
That's really sad.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, if you can't sleep and you're scared to go to sleep and then you're sleep deprived. And I mean, just so many things.
Yeah. This also reminds me of the movie. What is it? The Christian Bale film, like The Machinist.
Oh, I don't think I've seen that.
Oh, that's a good one. He can't sleep in the movie, related to anxiety.
I mean, sleep deprivation has some massive consequences.
Yeah, you really see that in the movie. Could have some real, real bad consequences, which is funny because then he went on to do Batman and be the knight and all of that. He's
nice.
Scared of the dark. Anyway, I'm going to move on from that one. I want to mention a new study that is related to nightmare disorder. So there was a study. It's at NeuroImage, which is, I guess, a clinic that does research. And at this clinic, researchers found that people with nightmare disorder have an increased response to sensations in their bodies during REM sleep or REM sleep, which is the phase of sleep where we dream the most.
Mm-hmm.
And that can lead to them being susceptible to bad dreams, which is interesting. I also wonder, I guess that doesn't make you more susceptible to good dreams, just bad dreams.
That stinks.
Yeah, I know. So the psychiatrist and neuroscientist at the University of Geneva, Lampros Perogamvros. Yep. Okay.
Lampros. Just say it with confidence.
Perogamvros. It's so long. Okay. This psychiatrist and neuroscientist at the University of Geneva, him and his colleagues, they measured brain activity in people with nightmare disorder and those without, while they were both asleep and while they were awake.
Okay.
They were looking for something called heartbeat-evoked potential, or HEP, which represents the response of the brain to our heartbeat, which I didn't really know that people studied that or could measure that, but obviously they're specialists, and they did. And they wanted to see how this related to nightmare disorder. So what Lampros and his team did, they said that after looking into this, it reflects the brain and body interaction, or how much we're feeling our bodies. That's like how they phrased it, which is kind of weird. But when a person is in a state of high emotional arousal or stress, the HEP increases. And again, HEP is heartbeat evoked potential. So it kind of just sounds like as you're becoming more stressed, potentially, also, of course, your body and your heartbeat is reacting as well. It had been previously hypothesized that nightmares would be paired with intense emotional arousal and an increased amount of sensory awareness. So they decided to measure HEP while people were sleeping to see if that was indeed the case.
Okay.
So what they found that people with nightmare disorder did in fact have an increased HEP, and it was measured mostly in the frontal areas of the brain, and those areas of the brain are often associated with emotional processing. So I feel like it kind of all makes sense, the connection between like body, emotion, and then the nightmares. They only saw an increased HEP during REM sleep, not during non-REM sleep or when the people were awake. So I feel like that also proves that this does basically happen in REM sleep. The nightmares do. They saw increased HEP even when they excluded patients who had a nightmare during the actual study. And this leads them to believe that it isn't the nightmares that cause an increased HEP, but an increased HEP that leads to someone being more prone to nightmares.
Huh.
Which is interesting. I just wouldn't have thought about that the increased HEP happens when people are having nightmares or like not, but they just have the nightmare disorder. So I don't know.
It makes sense that you'd have increased HEP because of nightmares. Obviously, you know, your heart's pounding, all the physical reactions you have. Mm-hmm. I find it intriguing that they determined that it was actually the opposite, that the HEP was more likely to be causing the nightmares.
Yeah.
That's really fascinating.
Weird. I guess it's like your body is causing your brain to kind of go to that place.
Yeah, maybe.
Which is very strange.
Maybe that's how your brain is trying to process the extra, you know, stress, adrenaline, whatever. I don't know.
It could be. Also, Lampros and his team, they said these findings corroborate the notion that nightmares are essentially dreams occurring during REM sleep and suggest that increased emotional arousal during REM sleep, as measured by HEP, is a psychological condition responsible for frequent nightmares. So, I don't know. Interesting conclusion. And that was one of the studies where I found it online, and it had a very scary picture to talk about. But I think that's really interesting. And I agree. I guess I would have thought that it would have been sort of like the opposite of how it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
So, curious.
Yeah.
We're going to take another break, and then we'll be right back and finish up talking about nightmare disorders.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the Health and Wellness Podcast. We are continuing to talk about the nightmare that is a nightmare disorder.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, oh, thank you. I tried. Set myself up for that one. We have talked about an interesting study related to this disorder, and now I want to talk about treatment. So nightmares are associated with a psychiatric disorder are managed typically by treating the underlying disorder. Okay. So for patients without psychiatric disorders, psychological counseling, like essentially if you have the nightmare disorder and that is related to an existing psychiatric disorder, you want to address the psychiatric disorder because that could be kind of what's causing, you know, probably sure. giving material for the nightmares.
Right.
But also there can be counseling to deal with the nightmares, even if you don't have a psychiatric disorder. Children might not require treatment for nightmares unless the dreams are causing significant distress, as nightmares generally resolve as children mature. But if you're an adult that has nightmare disorder, and kids and adults can get it, it's not just like only adults, but kids can have it as well. So if you are someone who has this disorder and you don't have other psychiatric conditions, therapy can of course still help. That can help talk about some of the reoccurring themes in the nightmares, because it could be that your body or your brain and mentality is dealing with these nightmarish themes, and addressing those and dealing with those issues could help reduce the nightmares, you know, the anxiety of the nightmares, and I guess the topic of the nightmares might be dealt with. Also, because stress is thought to be the most common cause of nightmares, stress reduction techniques may prove to be effective complementary treatments, so along with therapy. Typical relaxation techniques such as yoga, meditation, or just exercise may be helpful.
Hmm.
So I feel like a general mindfulness, I guess,
right.
an ability to be less stressed. That makes sense, like why it would help if you're having trouble with these certain topics that are coming into your nightmares and things like that, to address them, and then also to help relax your body, which I'm sure helps when you have a nightmare disorder and you can't really fall asleep,
mm-hmm.
you know, like to help so that, you know, you're able to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Also, psychotherapy, aka talk therapy, can be an effective way to identify major stressors in the in a person's life, and to explore ways in which these stressors could be reduced or eliminated. Also, talk therapy is kind of just like general therapy, like what we all think about. You go to a psychiatrist or a therapist or whatever, and they talk to you about the issue at hand. It's like a general umbrella term for a lot of other treatments and
right,
therapies.
Right.
For a general prognosis, nightmare disorder can be a lifelong disorder. A general improvement in symptoms often takes place as the patient gets older and whatnot, and as they go to treatment. And treatment for any underlying psychological disorders can be very successful. So if you or someone you know has nightmare disorder, it's not hopeless. Therapy can really help deal with some of the issues that might be coming up in the nightmares, or potentially deal with other issues that might be bringing on the nightmare disorder, other disorders and other major stressors like PTSD, things like that.
Quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Did any of the things that you read indicate how much of the population might have nightmare disorder?
I actually didn't see a number. I think it might get a little convoluted because some of it could be it might be diagnosed as like PTSD mm-hmm. or things like that. Mm-hmm. But I didn't. I saw, I mean, that it was rare, but I didn't see a statistic. That okay. would be interesting. I do wonder how many people do. Yeah. I also wonder how they consider that, if they would just calculate adults, since it sounds like it's more likely for children to grow out of it.
Right.
But children can have it as well. I think it's like children can have nightmare disorder and then grow out of it. Mm-hmm. But they might have it. Not just that they're having occasional nightmares, but it might be consistent. So I don't know. If you are experiencing this disorder, please go seek help and go talk to somebody. If you know someone who might have it, suggest maybe some talk therapy, something that's not too, you know, it's not a super aggressive form of treatment, but something that can be very helpful.
Yeah.
And so that brings us to the end of the show. Thank you all so much for listening, and please tune in to the next Health and Wellness podcast.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.